The Arkansas Board of Private Investigators and Private Security Agencies heard concerns from the Attorney General's office as well as school administrators. Last month, the board suspended the licenses of districts that had been allowed to use a law to arm teachers and staff. But Assistant Attorney General Katina Hodge told the board that was not how the law was intended.
I think everyone in this room would agree that school safety and the safety of students is paramount. But that is not the issue that this board is called to decide. The merit of the programs established by the individual school districts are not the subject of this hearing. What the board has to decide is, as a matter of law, whether or not a public school district can license or register employees under the statutes that govern private businesses.
But Lake Hamilton Superintendent Steve Anderson said arming trained staff members has been a cost-effective way to be ready if a shooter came on campus.
Our children are our greatest resource in this state, and they deserve to be protected. Not only our children, our teachers, our staff, our visitors. Right now, we have a mechanism in place that has worked and worked under your guidelines for 20 years without any problem.
After about 2 hours of discussion involving the Lake Hamilton and Clarksville licenses, the board took a vote.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign.
Initially ruling against the districts, saying they could not use the law to arm staff, prompting this response from Lake Hamilton attorney Scott Hickam.
Very disappointed with it. It's a difficult job for the board, and it's a pretty convoluted mess legally, if not to some extent factually, and I appreciate the difficulty that they've had.
But then the board considered the case of a third district, Cutter Morning Star Public Schools in Hot Springs. A board member who had recused himself from the earlier votes supported allowing it to keep its license, which started a lengthy discussion about whether it would be fair to let it arm staffers but not other schools. Eventually, the decision was made to let the 13 districts statewide who currently have licenses keep them for 2 more years until the matter of arming school personnel can be taken up by the Arkansas legislature. That brought a totally different response from attorney Scott Hickam.
I've been practicing law 35 years. I get to where I say I'm never surprised. Well, yeah, I've never seen anything like this, quite frankly, and I'm just glad the way it worked out.
The superintendent of the Cutter Morning Star District, Nancy Anderson, said they're financially troubled and don't have money to pay for private security.
I'm just very excited with the decisions today. It's all about the safety of the kids. That's all it is.
At a legislative hearing 2 weeks ago, lawmakers said they'll consider making changes to state law either during next year's fiscal session or the 2015 regular session. Michael Heplin, KUAR News.